Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. We're going to be taking a close look at how to make your AI investments actually pay off.
It's all about strategy and execution.
Exactly. And luckily for us, we've got a fantastic guide to help us navigate this this really complex landscape.
Yeah.
It's an article by Brian Latorte from Digital Realty.
Oh, yeah. I know that article.
Yeah, it's called Understanding and Implementing AI Workflows, A Comprehensive Guide.
It really is a fantastic resource.
It is. And what's got me really excited is just how much practical advice is packed into this thing. It's not just theory. It's like a roadmap for Irish businesses like yours to, you know, really make the most of AI.
Especially if you're already working with AI models. You know, Latorte really lays out the whole process of building and deploying these systems in a way that just makes sense.
Yeah, and he breaks it down into three main stages.
Right.
Data aggregation, AI training, and then something called inference.
Inference, yeah, that's the fun part.
I have to admit that last one's a bit of a mystery to me.
We'll get to that.
But let's start at the beginning. Data aggregation. Now, this might sound kind of basic.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
But the article makes it really clear that this is the foundation of everything.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. I mean, Latorte really hammers this point home that AI is only as good as the data it's trained on.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
Exactly. But what makes it even more interesting for us here in Ireland is that our data is often unique. You know, consumer behavior, market trends, even regulations, everything's got its own distinct Irish flavor.
It's true. So how do we make sure we're capturing all that Irishness in our data? What's the recipe?
Well, Latorte gives us four key ingredients to start with.
Okay, lay it on me.
First, you've got to identify all your data sources, like every single one. It's like gathering all the pieces of a puzzle before you start putting it together.
Makes sense.
You got your customer data, operational data, even those network logs that have been sitting there gathering dust. They all matter.
Oh, man, network logs. Just thinking about those gives me a headache.
I know what you mean. But trust me, they can hold valuable insights.
All right, I'll take your word for it. But once we've rounded up all these data sources, then what? Where do we put it all?
That's where step two comes in, gathering everything centrally. Think of it like a giant data lake where all these streams of information can flow together.
A data lake, huh? Sounds pretty zen.
It can be, but it's also incredibly practical. A good ERP system or a dedicated data lake platform can really help manage this flood of information.
So we're not just dumping all this data into one giant folder on our desktop.
No, definitely not. That's a recipe for disaster.
Okay, so now we've got this data lake all set up. We're ready to unleash the AI, right? Let it swim free.
Hold your horses. We wouldn't want to swim in a lake full of debris, would we?
Ew, no, I see your point.
We need to clean and organize all this information before we let our AI loose on it.
So it's like spring cleaning for our data.
Exactly. We need to standardize formats, get rid of errors, and say goodbye to anything that's outdated or duplicated.
I can already tell this is where things get a bit tedious.
It can be, but it's crucial. Remember, garbage in, garbage out.
Right, no shortcuts.
Yeah.
And Latorte actually goes a step further. He brings up this idea of data governance.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Which I know can sound a bit boring.
A little bit.
But, you know, with GDPR and all the regulations here in Ireland, it's got to be important.
Absolutely. It's all about having clear rules in place for who can access what data, how it's secured, and how we maintain its quality over time. It's about building trust and making sure we're using data ethically and responsibly.
So data governance is kind of like setting the ground rules for how we handle all this valuable information.
Yeah.
Not just for the AI, but for the whole business.
Precisely.
Okay, so we've got our data prepped and ready. Time to build our AI model, right?
Well, not so fast. This is where things get really interesting for Irish businesses.
Oh, how so?
Well, Latorte points out that most companies, especially here in Ireland, probably won't be building their AI from scratch.
Right, we're not all Google.
Exactly. It's more about adapting existing models, which is where this technique called prompt tuning comes in.
Prompt tuning. I haven't heard that one before.
Think of it like taking a powerful language model, something like GPT-4, and teaching it to speak fluent Irish business.
Now that's an image.
You use your own unique data to fine-tune its responses and make sure it understands the nuances of your specific market.
So it's like giving this super smart AI a crash course in all things Irish business.
Exactly. And there are a few key steps in this training process. Latorte mentions choosing the right model.
Yeah, but how do we even know which one is right for us? Is it like finding the right tool for the job or something?
That's a great way to put it. It really depends on the tasks you want your AI to handle. Some models are great at analyzing data. Others excel at customer interaction, and others are built for completely different things.
So many options.
Yeah.
All right, so once we've picked our model, what's next?
Well, Latour really emphasizes the importance of starting with a specific task in mind. Let's say you want your AI to analyze customer sentiment on Irish social media or to help streamline your supply chain. Having that clear goal from the start will make the training process much more effective.
So we're not just throwing data at the AI and hoping for the best.
Definitely not. It needs a clear mission.
Makes sense. And of course, we can't forget about testing and evaluation. This is where we see if our AI can actually walk the walk.
Exactly. No more metaphorical talk about crash courses and fluent business Irish. It's time for the AI to show us what it's learned.
Show me the money.
Well, not quite money, but we will see if it can deliver on its promises. We'll be measuring accuracy, looking for any biases, and making sure it's ready for real-world applications.
Sounds intense.
It is. But that's how we ensure that our AI is truly ready to tackle the challenges of the Irish market.
So it's like a final exam for our AI.
It is. And we want it to pass with flying colors.
High stakes.
Absolutely. But the rewards are worth it. If we get this right, we can unlock some incredible opportunities for Irish businesses.
Well, I'm definitely feeling the excitement
Us
building.
too. And the best part is we're just getting started.
All right, then, let's dive into the next stage, inference. Now, this is the part I've been waiting for.
Buckle up. It's about to get real.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, so inference. This is where we take our finely tuned AI and finally let it loose in our business.
This is where the rubber meets the road, right? We're taking it out of the lab and into the real world.
Exactly. But it's not quite a set it and forget it situation. Latorte really emphasizes that.
Oh, so we can't just let it run wild.
Not exactly. We still need to be in control, making sure our AI stays on track. We need ongoing monitoring and validation.
So we're not just handing over the reins completely, we're still in the driver's seat.
Precisely. It's more like we've got a really smart co-pilot.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Yeah.
So how do we make sure our AI co-pilot doesn't steer us off course?
Well, this is where the concept of model observability comes into play.
Model observability, another new term for me.
It's about keeping a close eye on how your AI is performing out in the wild.
Tracking its every move.
Exactly. Monitoring its accuracy, identifying any drift, and being ready to make adjustments as needed.
Okay, so we're not just setting it free and hoping for the best. We're keeping it on a short leash.
Not a leash exactly, more like we're checking its vital signs regularly, making sure it's healthy and making good
Like a
decisions.
doctor with a stethoscope.
Exactly. We need to be constantly checking the pulse of our AI.
Got it. So are there any specific techniques that Latour recommends for doing this? Like, how do we actually keep tabs on our AI's heartbeat?
Well, he gives this fantastic real-world example from Morgan Stanley.
Oh, yeah, the financial giants.
They use something called golden questions to check their AI's accuracy.
Golden questions. Intriguing. Tell me more.
So they have this set of questions with known answers. And if their AI starts getting them wrong, it's a big red flag that something needs to be adjusted.
Wow, it's like a built-in lie detector test for their AI. I love it.
It's a clever strategy, and it really makes you think, what would those golden questions be for your business? What questions would keep your AI honest?
That's a great question for our listeners to ponder. I bet everyone's got a few questions they'd love to put their AI to the test with.
For sure. And the beauty of those golden questions is that they're tailored to the specific context of your business and the tasks your AI is performing.
So there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Nope. Every AI needs its own set of checks and balances.
All right, so we've covered data aggregation training and inference. The foundation, the education, and then the real-world application.
Yeah, we've laid the groundwork.
But Latort doesn't shy away from the challenges either. And I know our listeners are eager to hear about those too. So what are some of the hurdles that Irish businesses might face when trying to implement AI?
He tackles several big ones, but data quality is definitely the top of the list.
Yeah, we talked about clean data. But let's be honest, a lot of businesses here in Ireland are dealing with old systems or data that's scattered all over the place.
Legacy systems, fragmented data, it's a common problem.
It's like trying to build a house with mismatched bricks and mortar. So how can businesses overcome that obstacle?
Latour suggests exploring data integration solutions. These are tools that can help pull together data from all those different sources and create a more unified, clean data set.
So it's like hiring a professional organizer to tidy up our data mess.
That's a great way to put it. It can be a real game changer, especially if you're struggling with fragmented information.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about the technical side of things? Doesn't AI require a ton of computing power? That's got to be a concern for smaller businesses.
AI can be very demanding when it comes to computational resources, especially during that training phase.
So we're talking serious processing power here.
Absolutely. But the good news is that Ireland has a really strong data center infrastructure,
That's good to hear.
and there are plenty of options for businesses of all sizes.
So we don't need to build our own supercomputer in the back office.
Definitely not. Cloud-based solutions are a great way to access the power you need without breaking the bank.
The cloud to the rescue once again.
Latorte specifically recommends exploring options like cloud-based high-performance computing or HPC.
HPC.
My bad.
Got it. So that's a way to tap into massive processing power on demand.
Exactly. You can scale up or down as needed without making huge upfront investments.
That's very flexible. I like it. But there's another concern I hear all the time, finding the right people. Ireland's tech scene is booming, but AI talent is still in high demand. So how can businesses bridge that skills gap?
It's a valid concern. And Latour offers some really creative solutions.
I'm all ears.
First, he suggests looking to Ireland's universities. We've got some world-class institutions doing cutting-edge AI research.
That's true.
And partnering with them can be a win-win for everyone. You get access to fresh talent and innovative ideas, and they get to see their research applied in the real world.
It's a great way to tap into that academic brain power.
Exactly, and build relationships with the next generation of AI experts.
Brilliant. So what else can we do to build up AI expertise within our companies?
Investing in training programs is key. Upskilling your existing workforce is not only cost-effective, but it also shows your employees that you're committed to their
Right,
development.
you're investing in your people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It creates a more sustainable talent pipeline within your own company.
Makes sense. So we're empowering our teams to become AI savvy. It sounds like there's a real emphasis on finding creative solutions rather than just throwing money at the problem.
Absolutely. It's about being resourceful and strategic.
And if you need a more immediate solution, Latorte suggests looking into AI as a service platforms.
Oh, yeah. Those can be a lifesaver.
So what exactly is AI as a service?
It's basically like renting an AI brain instead of building one yourself.
I like that analogy. So these platforms offer pre-built AI models and tools that you can use right away without having to start from scratch.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So it's a great option for businesses that want to get started with AI quickly and without huge upfront costs.
Exactly. You can test the waters and see what works before making a bigger commitment.
It's a low-risk way to get your feet wet.
Exactly.
This is all so encouraging. It sounds like Latorte is really trying to make AI accessible to companies of all shapes and sizes.
He absolutely is. His message is clear. AI adoption is a journey, not a destination. And with careful planning, strategic thinking, and a bit of that famous Irish ingenuity, businesses in Ireland can harness the power of AI to drive innovation and growth.
Well said. I'm already feeling inspired.
Me too, and we're just getting started.
Now, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier. Latorte is a big advocate for ongoing monitoring and validation.
Yeah, it's not a one-and-done situation.
We can't just set our AI free and hope for the best. But how do we know what to watch out for? What are the signs that our AI might be veering off course?
That's where things get really interesting. It's not always about dramatic failures. Sometimes it's about subtle shifts in performance.
Ah, so we need to be paying attention to the nuances.
Exactly.
Okay, so give me an example. What kind of subtle shift should we be on the lookout for?
Well, maybe your AI was incredibly accurate at predicting customer churn, but lately it's been missing the mark. Or perhaps it was great at personalizing marketing messages, but now those messages feel a bit off target.
So it's about noticing those little inconsistencies, the signs that our AI might be losing its edge. Are there any tools or techniques that can help us with this?
Absolutely. There are a few things Latour recommends. First, it's essential to have a robust system for tracking your AI's performance metrics.
So we need a way to measure how well it's doing.
Exactly. This could involve monitoring things like accuracy, precision recall, or even more specialized metrics depending on the task your AI is performing.
So many metrics to keep track of.
The key is to establish a baseline of what good looks like and then be vigilant about any deviations from that baseline.
So we're essentially creating a performance dashboard for our AI, keeping tabs on its vital signs.
That's a great way to visualize it.
But what happens when those alarms start going off? What are the next steps?
That's where things can get a bit more technical. Sometimes it might be a simple matter of retraining your model with fresh data.
Ah, So our AI needs to stay up to date with the latest trends.
Exactly. The world is constantly changing, and your AI needs to keep up.
Right. It can't live in a bubble.
Other times, it might require a deeper dive into the model itself to identify any biases or weaknesses that have emerged. This could involve techniques like sensitivity analysis or even exploring alternative AI models that might be better suited to the task at hand.
So it's about staying agile, recognizing that our AI solutions might need to evolve over time.
Exactly. It's not a one-and-done situation.
This is starting to sound like a full-time job.
It can be, but it's an incredibly important one. And Latorte stresses that this ongoing monitoring and validation process is not just about maintaining performance. It's also about ensuring ethical and responsible use of AI.
That's a crucial point. The more powerful our AI becomes, the more important it is to make sure it's being used for good. It's not just about the bottom line, it's about doing what's right.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Now, before we wrap things up, I want to highlight one more point that Latorte makes that really resonated with me. He talks about the importance of building a culture of AI within your organization.
A culture of AI. Tell me more about that.
It's not just about having the technology, it's about having the right mindset.
So it's about getting everyone on board, from the C-suite to the front lines, understanding that AI is not a threat, but a powerful tool that can help us all succeed.
Exactly. It's about encouraging experimentation, fostering collaboration between teams, and celebrating the successes along the way. When you create an environment where people feel empowered to explore the possibilities of AI, that's when the real magic happens.
I love that. It's about fostering a sense of curiosity and excitement around AI rather than fear or resistance.
Exactly.
Well, this deep dive has been incredibly insightful. I feel like we've covered so much ground, from the nuts and bolts of data aggregation to the ethical considerations of deploying AI in the real world.
It's been a fascinating conversation. Latorte's article is a real gem, and I encourage all of our listeners to check it out. It's packed with practical advice and real-world examples that can help any Irish business navigate the exciting world of AI.